This is The Takeaway. Welcome. I'm Todd Zwillick here with Anna Sale. We're filling in for John and Celeste today. Well, the Secret Service scandal announced yesterday that the Secret Service, announced that three of its employees are leaving the agency in the wake of the Columbia prostitution scandal. One is resigning, another is being allowed to retire, and a third is being fired and reportedly threatening to sue the agency over that firing. So the investigation is ongoing and calls for more investigations continue. Here's Jay Carney at the White House.
This incident obviously needs to be investigated. It is being investigated. We will see what the investigation reveals.
And on the other side of Pennsylvania Avenue, the Speaker, John Boehner.
Well, I think we need to get to the bottom of it. From all the press reports I've read, it certainly sounds like behavior that was inappropriate. Let's deal with what the facts are.
Well, everybody here in America wants to get to the bottom of it, certainly in Washington, and it is a big media story. But what do Colombians think about this whole scandal, and how is it affecting relations with our key Latin American ally? Miriam Wells is managing editor with Columbia Reports. She joins us from Colombia now. Miriam, good morning.
Hello, Todd. How are you?
I'm very well. Hello. Miriam, so you're in Cartagena now or in Bogota? Where are you?
I'm actually in Medellin.
In Medellin, fair enough.
Well, we
certainly have a media frenzy. We have a reaction from lawmakers and officials, as you just heard. How are Colombians reacting to this scandal? What is it saying to them?
Well, overall, Todd, there's just a frustration that this scandal has completely diverted attention away from the summit of the Americas. Colombia spent a lot of money hosting the summit. It was very proud to be hosting the summit. It's a huge event, happens once every 3 years. Bringing together all the leaders from across Latin America. And for Colombia, hosting the summit symbolized, you know, their advances in security, the advances in economy, and it was a chance to shine in the region. But somehow, once again, the message that's being taken away, the image of Colombia internationally that's being portrayed is this you know, this traditional drugs, sex, debauchery. And it's just frustrating for Colombians that this is the message that people are going to most remember out of the summit. When so many important regional issues were discussed.
And it sounds like there's a sense that with all the work and money and prestige that went into preparing the summit of the Americas, that perhaps some arrogant Americans came along and ruined it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to be honest. The American tourists here, or gringos as they're known over here, they have a reputation, a very strong reputation among Colombians as coming to the country just to sleep with women and take drugs. And speaking to people on the street, when you ask them, you know, are you surprised by what these agents did? Are you surprised by what's happening in Cartagena? Nearly all of the reactions to me have been, well, no, of course not. They're gringos. That's what they do. They sleep with women and they take drugs. I mean, there's no allegations of specifically, there's no confirmation of drug taking. But the idea that they would come and sleep with Colombian prostitutes is just not surprising at all to the average Colombian on the street. You know, it's frustrating because for Colombians, they have so much to offer. Their country is so much more than that. But it's just that this is the message that's playing out in the media again, and it's all the Americans seem to want to talk about in their eyes, rather than all the advances Colombia's made.
Let's talk a little bit about what they have to offer then. You mentioned how this incident has overshadowed the substance of the Summit of the Americas, and that stands to reason. What was some of the substance? I mean, often these conferences kind of come and go. They seem like diplomatic sort of frippery. What was the substance of the Summit of the Americas? What do we miss?
Well, there were a few major issues. Cuba was a big one. There was a big controversy in the lead-up to the summit that Cuba was once again going to be excluded, and it's excluded from attending the summit, which is hosted by the Organization of the American States, which Cuba was barred from soon after its inception. So that caused a sticking point in terms of a joint statement. At the end of the summit, there's usually a joint statement where all the countries come together and make a joint statement about policy. This year, there wasn't one. The other sticking point was drug legalization. That was a really big deal. The U.S. agreed to discuss that in a multilateral setting for the first time ever. They made their position clear that they weren't going to be considering any international drug legalization, but just the fact that they were willing to discuss it was a big deal. Colombia and Guatemala have been pushing very strongly to get that on the international agenda. The Falklands or Malvinas, the sovereignty of Great Britain over them, was also discussed. That was a sticking point with the U.S. backing the U.K. and the Latin American countries backing Argentina. And then there was just discussion of, you know, regional issues, trade, immigration. The TLC, sorry, that's the Colombian way to say the FTA between Colombia and the U.S. Barack Obama and Juan Manuel Santos made the final announcement that that was going to come into effect. There's been lots of controversy over that as well, mind you, due to ongoing union violence in Colombia. But the fact that it's, you know, finally been ratified, finally going ahead, Colombia's been waiting a long time for that. You know, that hasn't really even been covered in the U.S. press so much.
All right, Miriam Wells, let me ask you about Cartagena as a destination, because a lot of Americans don't know about it. It's a beach destination, international, already had kind of a recipe for sex tourism in a way. What kind of a town are we talking about? It's conducive. Nobody's excusing the Secret Service, but is there a lot of that behavior that goes on there?
No, I think it's really important to talk about why Cartagena is a sex tourism destination, because some of the stuff I've been reading in the press is just, it's this carnal city, I think someone was describing it as, you know, where these lax laws just lead to, you know, and sun and alcohol just lead to all this debauched behavior. I mean, there's no accident why cities become sex tourism destinations. There's very common reasons, and it's a mix of poor populations and rich tourists. Now, Cartagena is unlike the rest of Colombia in terms of being a tourist destination. It's an upmarket tourist destination. It's an historic, beautiful colonial city, the jewel in Colombia's crown, they call it. But you step outside the walls of the historic city, and it's a completely different place. The people that live there are mostly poor. The department in which it's in is one of the fifth poorest departments in Colombia. There's a lot of people living in poverty. And so you get that combination of very poor inhabitants and wealthy tourists, and that creates the prime conditions for prostitution and sex tourism. And particularly child prostitution, that's been a big problem there.
It seems, and it seems as though, Miriam Wells, that American Secret Service and military officials in Cartagena haven't done anything to improve the reputation or the image of the city, probably exactly the opposite of the purpose for them being there. Miriam Wells is managing editor of Columbia Reports, joined us from Medellin in Colombia. Miriam, thank you.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.